Yesterday, Democratic senators fell back on an age-old Senate tradition to pressure Republicans to agree to a vote on an issue Republicans do not want to talk about. Led by Connecticut's Chris Murphy, Democrats talked nonstop on the Senate floor for 15 hours.
I can't tell you how hard it is to look into the eyes of the families of those little boys and girls who were killed in Sandy Hook and tell them that almost 4 years later, we've done nothing, nothing at all.
It looked a lot like a filibuster, and that's what most people called it. But NPR senior editor and correspondent Ron Elving is with us now with another thought. Hi there, Ron.
Hello, Kelly.
So is this a filibuster, isn't it?
It fits the popular idea of a filibuster. That's a guy on the Senate floor talking until he collapses, hoarse. You know, you've seen this, comes from the movies. And there's another popular idea of a bunch of Southern senators holding the floor for months, reading from the phone book and so on. And that comes from the Senate fight over the Civil Rights Bill back in 1964. But what we saw last night looked like the popular notion of a filibuster for a little while, matter of hours. But it was really more of a demonstration of extraordinary interest and impulse on the part of these senators with the intention of having an impact, in this case, on gun laws.
I mean, the usual filibuster isn't something that you would see on TV, right?
That's right. Nowadays, the real filibuster doesn't look at all like it did in 1964. It takes the form of a threat, and it's largely invisible. But one senator or group of senators tell the leaders they are going to insist on extended debate on any given bill or a nomination, and this actually happens all the time, literally dozens of times in a session of Congress, and you need 60 votes to break it, and that means bipartisan cooperation in order to break it, and that's why it's so effective.
Is this tactic going to work with guns?
It doesn't need to work with guns because you don't have the votes in the first place to even get a simple majority in the Senate on guns because of the uniform opposition or near uniform opposition of the Republican majority. So this is not a filibuster in the usual sense. It is a demonstration of extreme interest, and it will probably lead the Republican leaders to allow a vote, but they don't need a supermajority to defeat this effort.
That's NPR's Ron Elving. Thanks.
Thank you, Kelly.